In recent weeks, Saddam Hussein has appeared almost nightly on Iraqi television, rallying his commanders to victory should there be a war. There are new portraits of him placed throughout the country. While there is private grumbling about the Iraqi leader, there are no open signs of dissent. NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
Saddam Hussein in military uniform wielding a gun. Saddam the father patting the head of a child. Saddam looking dapper in a three-piece suit. Saddam in traditional Arab attire, defending Palestinians. He is all things, and his image is everywhere. A young government guide swoons over one portrait in particular.
Our president is a very handsome and beautiful man.
He can be stern, but he is never depicted as a brutal tyrant who has killed thousands of his own countrymen with chemical weapons, shots to the back of the head, or poison. That is the hidden face of Saddam, hidden in the prisons which have no names, hidden in the eyes of women who not long ago begged Western journalists to ask about their loved ones who disappeared into Saddam's gulag and have not been heard from since. Outside the Ministry of Justice, a poster shows Saddam holding the scales of justice. All a taxi driver can do is shrug. He dare say no more. Outside one of Saddam's vast palaces, another taxi driver asks that no one point or ask to stop. He's afraid. The power of Saddam Hussein is much like that of Joseph Stalin, a man he is said to revere. He's promised to make his country great. His intelligence services have infiltrated all of society. They've encouraged children who have known no other leader to rat on their parents should they say something the least bit subversive. Western diplomats here in Baghdad say Iraqi officials never come to meetings alone. They are always in pairs, one to report on the other. Ahmed al-Shihabi has been painting Saddam Hussein since 1970, when he was clawing his way to power. Al-Shihabi can't recall how many paintings he's made.
Because he's a great person and everyone wants to paint him. Of course, we shall paint him.
And he insists artists do this for free, out of love for Mr. President. Architects have also been enlisted into the campaign. At the enormous Mother of All Battles Mosque, built to commemorate the Persian Gulf War, the minarets resemble barrels of Kalashnikovs and Scud missiles. Saddam Hussein has rewritten history, turning what was a crushing defeat into victory. Inside the mosque, there are 650 pages of the Quran, written, it is said, in Mr. President's blood. The official legend is that Saddam Hussein donated 28 liters of his own blood over 2 years to produce the calligraphy. His thumbprint adorns a plinth outside, and story has it another war memorial, an arch with two fists, was based on casts from Saddam's own hands. While his image is everywhere, the Iraqi leader has not made a public appearance in almost 2 years, and until recently he had not been seen often on television. But now there is the nightly Saddam Show. For 2 hours on a recent evening, Saddam listened to his generals, interrupting them to give advice and encouragement. Smoking his trademark Cuban cigar, Saddam gives the impression of calm determination. As if to counter widespread reports Iraqi soldiers are badly fed, poorly trained, and ill-equipped, the generals describe what crack shots their men are. Saddam, the benevolent father, says morale is key, and tells homespun tales of how a determined fighter can win even against a stronger opponent. In his 23 years in power, Saddam has used his strong personality, ruthlessness, and ability to play one center of power against another to gain absolute control. An elaborate system of rewards and punishments has allowed this regime to withstand a variety of internal and external challenges. Certainly, artist Ahmed al-Shihabi is banking on Saddam surviving. He's organized a new exhibition of Saddam portraits at the Saddam Art Center. He points to one done in shards of aluminum. Saddam glistens in the sunshine and is reflected by the lights at night. It's a hit.
In the future, we have a plan to make many of the same idea, many of and biggest, more biggest, and we will put it on the buildings.
And lest anyone in Iraq or elsewhere doubt the future, the nightly news program closes every night with a montage of film clips of Saddam and one of the many ballads praising him. This one says Iraqis want no one but Saddam Hussein, and that the people will stay with him to the end. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.